This service was extended in some of our towns and villages, where you know the population is a problem. The depopulation is a big problem, and it would increase the possibility of young people building a home in their village. I think that could be very important. And I think that we need to look at that situation. And I give you one example. In the village of Kilticlaher, there has been a home built there in recent times. You know, if they had that family, if they had went to their own land, the possibility of getting planning for a one-off rural house would be probably virtually impossible. So I think that it's very important that we look at this issue and see where we can go from here. But certainly, many of our rural areas, you know, it's great to see the population increasing in Leitrim. The census last year told us that. But there is a lot of areas in North Leitrim, the population is still in declining. And indeed, my own area, I have raised this issue on many occasions at council meetings, where there hasn't been a house built in my parish in since 2016. That's not good. You know, school doesn't survive in numbers like that. So what I'm saying is that we need to take this more seriously and maybe extend the services in our villages and get more people to live in our village and bring back more vibrant life to our villages. But also, the one-off rural house has always been very important to North Leitrim. And it's just so hard to get planning permission. I know there's we're looking at areas where what we can do to some of the universities are actually working with Leitrim County Council to see where we can come up with a solution and let young people build their homes. If you have a tie to an area, it makes sense that you can be allowed to live in that area and raise your family in it. But what I'm very worried about, it was brought to my attention recent, where plans were to reduce one-off housing development in the countryside for people living in rural Ireland. Now, if any minister is looking at that scenario and coming to that conclusion that we shouldn't be allowing young people to live in their rural areas as they always have lived in years gone by, I would be very concerned if that strategy would be promoted by any minister and being allowed to happen, because this would be the detrimental effect on the rural areas, especially North Leitrim.